This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A Ukrainian official overseeing the country's push to join the European Union said that she's 100% certain all 27 EU nations will approve Ukraine's EU candidacy during a summit this week. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed similar optimism, calling it a crucial moment for Ukraine. Ukraine's membership bid is the top order of business for EU leaders meeting in Brussels. EU candidate status, which can be granted only if the existing member countries agree unanimously, is the first step toward membership. It does not provide any security guarantees or an automatic right to join the bloc. Ukraine's full membership will depend on whether the war-torn country can satisfy political and economic conditions. The mayor of the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv said Wednesday, Russian missile strikes killed at least one person and damaged buildings, including a school in the city. Russia's defense ministry spokesperson claimed up to 500 Ukrainian servicemen had been killed in the high-precision strikes. The Associated Press could not independently verify the claims. Leaders at the upcoming G7 summit in Germany will announce new measures aimed at pressuring Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, according to a senior U.S. official. U.S. President Joe Biden flies Saturday to join the leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan at the summit in Bavaria. And rescuers continue searching through rubble for survivors after a powerful earthquake struck a mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan. Officials warn the death toll, already above 1,000 and more than 1,500 injured, may still rise. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Biden is urging a skeptical Congress to temporarily institute a federal gas tax holiday in a bid to ease pain at the pump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's taken several direct actions to address soaring gas prices, which largely have not worked. Now he wants Capitol Hill to do its part.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days.
And the diesel tax. The president wants states to suspend their taxes or offer rebates. There's no guarantee they will, and it's an uphill fight in Congress, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says we will see if there's support. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell dismissed the idea as an ineffective stunt.
A silly proposal that senior members of their own party have already shot down well in advance.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Abortion providers are bracing for a ruling from the Supreme Court in Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
If Roe versus Wade ends, abortion providers anticipate protest, harassment, and other violence will increase in states where abortion remains legal. Amanda Kifferly with the Women's Center says tensions rose during the Trump administration, especially during the pandemic.
We were besieged by protesters who felt that abortion offices had been kept open, but houses of worship had been closed.
Clinics have been on heightened alert since the opinion leaked that Roe versus Wade may be overturned.
There is nothing you can do to stop a bad person from finding you. So what we have decided to concentrate on is the documentation so that we can go to court and we can justly accuse and sentence the people who need to be held responsible for these actions.
Abortion opponents have also been targets of violence since the draft opinion leaked. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States is expanding its capacity to test for monkeypox by shipping tests to 5 commercial labs. The Department of Health and Human Services said Wednesday the effort will dramatically expand testing capacity nationwide and make testing more convenient and accessible for patients and healthcare providers. The agency said healthcare providers will be able to start using the labs to test for monkeypox by early next month. As of Tuesday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said there have been 142 reported monkeypox infections in the United States since the first of mid-May. More than 30 countries where monkeypox is not endemic have reported cases. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.